CRI News, I'm Xi Zhi. Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi has become the latest high-ranking Chinese official to take issue with the United States of its latest announced arms sale to Taiwan. Yang Jiechi has joined a chorus of other Chinese officials calling the U.S. move wrong and pressing the Americans to reverse the decision. The foreign minister says Washington's move has the potential to destabilize the relations between the Chinese mainland and Taiwan.He's made the statement in New York on the sidelines of the annual general debate of the United Nations General Assembly. Palestinian protesters are denouncing U.S. President Barack Obama for his opposition to their bid to win U.N. recognition. Hamas spokesman Salah al-Badawi says the U.S. president is ignoring the rights of the Palestinian people.
The only role he sees is for Israel in the United States, in a direct dialogue sponsored by the United States, and that's something that could go on for another 20 years or more.
In the West Bank town of Beit Jala, around 200 Israelis and Palestinians have celebrated Palestinian independence, calling for the end of Israeli settlement construction in the region.Former Libyan Prime Minister Baghdadi al-Mahmoudi has been arrested in Tunisia's southern border areas. The National Transitional Council in Tripoli has hailed the arrest, calling it a move of great importance in suppressing the Gaddafi regime. A Tunisian court has sentenced Mahmoudi to 6 months in jail for illegally entering the country. The NTC is going to apply to have the former Prime Minister extradited to stand trial in Libya.Michael Sata has been declared the winner of the presidential election in Zambia. Sata has defeated incumbent Rupia Banda by a margin of 43% to 36%. While the vote in the southern African country early this week went off relatively smoothly, the anticipation ahead of the results sparked rioting, which has left at least two people dead. The official death count from a landslide this past weekend in northwest China's Shanxi province now stands at 32.The process of trying to identify all the bodies is now underway. The landslide, brought on by heavy rains, destroyed a brick factory and partially buried a ceramics plant in the provincial capital Xi'an. Heavy rain and more landslides limited rescue attempts, which were brought to an end on Tuesday. The first batch of Chinese assistance with 7,000 tents to Pakistan has arrived in Karachi.It's part of a $4.7 million aid package sent by the Chinese government after parts of Pakistan were hit by floods this year. The second batch will be delivered tomorrow. Chinese authorities have shut down several websites that were found to be trafficking guns and explosives. The Ministry of Public Security says 15 websites were investigated, resulting in the shutdown of five.Chinese law prohibits civilians from possessing guns, ammunition, explosives, and certain types of knives. Major violations can lead to jail sentences of up to 7 years. The group of 20 major economies have vowed to take strong actions to address the worsening global financial crisis. In a communique, the G20 noted heightened downside risks in the world economy from sovereign stresses, financial system fragility, market turbulence, weak economic growth, and unacceptably high unemployment. They said they would work together to support growth and implement credible fiscal consolidation plans. A 10-year-old boy has shot his teacher and then killed himself in southeast Brazil. The incident took place at a school in Sao Paulo State.Police say the student, David Mota Nogueira, asked to go to the restroom but returned with a gun in hand. He shot his teacher in the back, then left the classroom and shot himself in the head in the hallway. The teacher was injured in the hip and is in stable condition. Police say the revolver used by the boy belonged to his father, a local police guard. The boy's motive remains unclear.The U.S. space agency NASA says its out-of-control climate satellite is expected to crash to Earth sometime on Friday evening, GMT. There is still much uncertainty over when and where the satellite will re-enter the atmosphere. Experts say they will get a more precise idea in the last 12 hours before the satellite is due to return. NASA says the risk to life from the defunct satellite is 1 in 3,200. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Xi Zhi in Beijing.